This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build a new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, why not do a show Sunday morning from the West Coast? Afternoon to you. Good afternoon to you on the East Coast. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show coming at you live from the California Jam, the aftermath. And I don't know how I'm here, Super Don, much less how I have a voice. I've got the 976 Robert voice today. Can you hear it? Can you hear the gravelly?
I can. Now, the aftermath.
It's going on a little bit.
Sounds like post-apocalyptic radio is what we're doing.
Post-apocalyptic. Well, you know, the chiropractors here were burning down the house last night at the party. They had a 70s dance party with a live band that was doing covers from the 70s and 80s, and it was darned impressive. In fact, by the end of that evening, I hadn't intended to go that late. I was even on the dance floor. That's how crazy it was. And we had a really good time.
Do we have video or picture proof of this?
I saw some pictures of me with people in the 70s garb, for lack of a better way to say it.
I'm talking about the dancing.
No, because remember, I danced to the beat of a different drummer in another room that no one else can hear. But it didn't matter.
Stay out of the limelight when you're dancing. I still have not seen it yet.
But, listen, last night it didn't care. People were just having a great time. They were happy. And even if I danced really silly and funny, it didn't matter. All was good. And someone out there dancing a little bit, maybe she was shaking her tail feather. We're going to find out in just a moment. Is Brandi Vaughn. You know her. She used to work with Merck, and she's blown the whistle on not only the corruption behind the whole Vioxx thing, but vaccine science, the lack thereof. And we're, of course, in the lobby, so we're going to be hearing kids yelling and screaming. This is vacation time. It's spring break. And we don't know how many kids actually are vaccine damaged here, because that's another big issue. But I want to welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show back and in person here at Cal Jam, Brandi Vaughn. Brandi, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks, Robert, for having me on.
Let me see if I can get your levels okay here, and Justin could give me a heads up on that. Brandi, how are you feeling this morning? You were up late at the party, too.
Ah, yes, but I stayed off the wine, so I'm feeling pretty good this morning.
Right, yeah, I had a bottle of water, just like me, the party guy, right? But it was just silly fun, lots of crazy dances, lots of crazy costumes.
Yeah.
And, I've been warning people about Cal Jam to come to it because it would be crazy and wild and silly and fun. In addition to some serious discussions of many topics, one of which you're here to talk about today as well, vaccine issues. Yesterday on the program, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who you've known now and befriended, and we all had a nice meal last night with Andrew Wakefield as well, and we were talking about all kinds of things and even getting into some strategy, and we only got a bit of it, and now we're here together on the radio, and I don't know what we can reveal to the world about things, but I want to reveal as much to help the folks out there that are nervous, particularly here in California, because they lost their ability to say no to vaccines for their children if they want to send their kids to public or private school.
Right. Right. That's actually what got me started speaking out. You don't work in pharma and then get excited to speak out against them, because you know your life will never be easy after that. But that was the law that really got me activated. And I think that one of the points that yesterday at CalJam, Dr. Timpenny really hit home was the fact that adult mandates are coming. And we are so far behind the pharma agenda right now. You know, we're looking at a federal mandate for kids probably in 3 to 5 years and an adult mandate to follow after that because, hey, there's 85% of us that they could make money off that aren't getting their booster shots. I mean, that is a cha-ching, you know, and that's in the adult section sector. So I think that one of the things that I really hope people understand right now is that it's no longer enough to just agree. We have to activate because we are 2 decades behind pharma pushing this agenda, and we have about 5 years before a federal mandate. And, you know, once that's passed, it is a hell of a lot harder to get it repealed.
We talked, you know, a number of things last night at dinner, and we were with our friends at the 10th Amendment Center. You met Michael Bolden, right?
Right.
And I think it's important in these strategy sessions that we get people that are engaged and active, that have experience, that have tried and failed, tried and worked, right? That we don't, let's say, push against the wall that's not coming down and find, a more efficient way, you know, enhance our kung fu, as I like to say. Mm-hmm. And so there's good groups. In fact, I think next hour I plan to hear from Carrie Lewis from Awake California. You know Carrie, I believe.
Yes.
She's doing some good work as well, and those that want to participate, particularly in California, to help push this thing back. But we talked a little bit about what if a federal mandate were to come down and the difference between the mandate at the state level versus the federal one and the pushback from the states on certain things like cannabis, like the right to try, right? Medicine's unapproved by FDA, and, you know, you're dying, and you, the FDA says, no, you can't. And states say, no, our people can. And so looking at it in so many ways, what do you see? I don't know, maybe this putting you on the spot is a viable strategy because you've got some good ideas, and I think they should be put out there.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I want to say about the state pushback against federal is that in order for that to happen, you would have to have enough support at a state level. And right now, I just saw a survey last week, and it was iSideWith.com. Apparently, it's a survey company. They had 5 million votes from all over the U.S. 70% right now support a federal mandate. So when we have numbers like that, when we have 70% of the population that doesn't understand the damage the vaccines are causing, that doesn't understand the risks,
right,
they're not going to fight for their rights. And us loud minority is going to continue to be just a loud minority that continues to get steamrolled by pharma. They're also looking into other things. If they're not going to be able to pass it on a federal level or if there would be too many challenges, which you know that they have lawyers working on this night and day, they'll pass it through Obamacare. Because once you mandate health care, you can mandate anything you want.
Right.
And
well, you know, and this is the point that I come back to, you know, in my lecture. I don't know if you got to see me speak there.
I did. Yeah. It was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You made me laugh.
Oh, I did? I love to make people laugh.
I can't speak at CalJam yet. I'm not funny enough.
Well, you know what? As they say, a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. I think that was Mary Poppins. But we're talking serious stuff here.
Yeah.
And Super Don, you know, we do this show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We got to find the funny in almost everything or else we'll go mad.
Exactly.
Much,
I mean,
yeah.
I try to keep things as light as possible, make jokes here and there, and because we have to. It's still life, and we're still meant to be happy.
Yes.
So you had mentioned strategy moving forward, and after SB 277 was passed, and I was doing some other interviews and things, I was like, you know what we need? We need a public awareness campaign. There is a reason that pharma spends 40%, that takes up 40% of the advertising dollars in media.
Yes.
There's a reason they control it.
It's called black magic.
Right. And it's because it works.
Yeah.
And so I launched a public awareness campaign because, again, if we have 70% that aren't awake to what's going on here, then we don't have a big, great position to stand on. So I launched an education campaign. We have billboards up in California, and we're trying to bring them nationwide. We need billboards in every major city, on every street. We need to blast this from the rooftops, and it's not just billboards. It's going to be, you know, YouTube ads and newspaper ads and radio spots.
Right.
And it's called LearnTheRisk.org. And it's interesting because a lot of people say, oh, but the media is not with us. They're not on our side. They're not on our side because they're just like the public. Mm-hmm. They don't know what's going on. And when I launched 7 billboards in San Jose with around the Super Bowl, it was covered on the local section of the newspaper in 8 Bay Area newspapers, and it was the front page of the local section. So the media is there. The article wasn't the greatest because, you know, we're still dealing with a very brainwashed public, but that we had a billboard on the front page of the local section, and pharma was screaming at the rooftops. They got so much pushback for that. But it was still on the next day, the Monday after the Super Bowl. It was on the radio. It was a commuter news segment. So it was on the radio, the Learn the Risk campaign, on KGO, which was the largest San Francisco radio in the Bay Area, every half an hour. And they talked about it. So it is there. We just have to give a reason for the media to talk about it. So, and the billboards and the media and the other advertising, as well as the grassroots efforts, which Learn the Risk is also about, you know, guerrilla marketing with flyers and materials and sticky notes and on those flu shine signs.
you're making big pharma scream and cry and whine and complain. Of course, National News and other outlets covered the fact that, you know, you had, there were some threats against you as well. You seem to be in good company here. You were very well received. I think people are so appreciative of you. Lots of hugging I saw, and I hope you've made some really great contacts as far as that, and you get more people on board with this idea because, and again, it's learntherisk.org. I've seen these billboards up, and I think one of them was defaced or some people are putting some things up
to
vandalize.
Yeah, that was a bus stop board, and it was vandalized. But the week I launched the Learn the Risk boards around San Jose for the Super Bowl, the Facebook page got 150,000 hits in 1 week. And the website gets tens of thousands of hits regularly, and there are 80% new visits.
Yeah.
Like, these are the people we need to reach. These are the people that are, like, that are hearing things, but they don't know where to go to look for information because, hey, we don't really want them cruising around on the CDC site. You know,
right.
We know all that is, all the real info is hidden there. So.
Well, it's like Dan Murphy on the first day. Did you see Dan Murphy speak?
I missed it,
unfortunately. Oh, my God. Guys, he can run circles around any vaccine cultists. And I mean, if they have a PhD, MD, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And he talked about the ingredients, which a lot of people, when you put out the ingredients, they'll say that's a conspiracy. It's not. That's not in there, right? You'll mention formaldehyde, mercury, aluminum, aborted fetal tissue. And then he says, well, let's check the veracity of this reporting. And he goes, well, here, let's go to the CDC's website. Goes to CDC.gov, downloads this full PDF document with every ingredient of every vaccination, and goes, how's that for a conspiracy theory, right?
Exactly.
And then taking it another level or realm deeper, we go to the blood-brain barrier. And I want to talk about that a little bit when we come back from this break because we're almost up on it. Yeah, here we go. Here's the music. Super Don is with us, making it sound good. We got Justin on the board. If you'd like to call in and talk with Brandy Vaughn right now live on the air, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. She's tenacious. She's courageous. She's a bright light out there doing good work. And we want to support her. And we'll talk more about that today on the air. RobertScottBell.com. The show notes are up. The links are up. Go there. Tell your friends. We're live from California Jam.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only, without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Belcher. We're back live from the California Jam with Brandy Vaughn and talking about some very important stuff. And your adorable five-year-old just showed up and has got his headphones on. I won't ask him to speak unless he wants to. We can bring his mic up. But, you know, this is another thing. As a mom, as a dad, why do we do what we do? To protect the beauty, the innocence, the strength, the vitality of young kids like your son. And that's a big part of what motivates you.
Exactly. I mean, people ask me all the time, why do you speak out against pharma? I mean, they're coming after you, all of the heat you take, all of that. And it's for him, because mm-hmm. I say, if I know, I have a duty to act. It was an Einstein quote. And what kind of world are we going to leave for our next generation? You know, I mean, if we don't speak up now, yeah. when there is still time to change things, then, I mean, what are we leaving for them? What is our world going to look like for my child and for all of those children out there?
Sebastian, do you want to say hello?
Hi.
Hey, your mom is awesome. She's so super smart, and she's doing so much good to protect you and other kids around the world. She's a real hero.
Yep.
You knew that? Super cool. Oh, my gosh. Well, yes. You are a treasure. You are a treasure.
And I always say
wanna
that.
Want a high five, Mama?
Yeah, high five.
High five. Yay! Definitely high five your mama. She's earned a lot of them and a lot more to come. Thanks, Bastion. I appreciate it.
I often say that my son is going to be, when I'm done with my mission in this mm-hmm. world, he's going to be carrying it on. And we have to leave a good world for them, and we have to leave hope, and we have to leave light for them.
Mm-hmm.
Give them options to be able to take this further and to be able to save themselves. I mean, let's
exactly.
be honest here. that's what we're fighting for.
Now, we were talking about this guy, Robert Califf, who's now heading the FDA. Big lawsuit now going against Xarelto and the companies Johnson & Johnson, as well as, let's see, what was the other company in there? John and Bayer. And they're being sued by loads of thousands of injured plaintiffs who use this anti-clotting drug. And it looks like that they suppressed data. Researchers at Duke University deliberately left out critical laboratory data around, surrounding the dangers of Xarelto. And guess who ran the clinical trials? Who led them? FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf. Could we have another Vioxx scandal on our hands?
Yes, I think we do. You know, what came out in the judiciary process, which is what has been launched against Johnson & Johnson and Bayer,
mm-hmm.
When Vioxx was going through the ringer, it was through the judicial process in the class action lawsuit that has a discovery process that it came out that Merck knew, even before it was FDA approved, that Vioxx had a much higher incident of heart attack and stroke. And they continued to sell it for 5 years. And, you know, they paid out $6 billion in fines. It was the largest drug recall in the world. And they still made money off of it. They still made money off of it. So these class action lawsuits, they're just factored into the liability. They're just
right.
Part of the cost of doing business. And that is why I speak out against vaccines, is because it is even far more corrupt, because we don't have this judicial option.
Mm-hmm.
They have complete federal protection. So we will never be able to take Merck to court over the MMR and get that information that they have been hiding from the public. And this is why vaccines are the most corrupt case study in healthcare. But it looks like, you know, with the new FDA commissioner, that we have another one on our hands, another Vioxx. And I hope it brings him down, because the last person we want running the FDA is someone from pharma. And he has been hand-in-hand, made tens of millions of dollars off pharma. And he's blatant about it, you know?
Yeah.
He's famous for a quote that talks about regulation as a hindrance to innovation. Do you know what that means? It means taking down the testing process, making drugs fast-tracked, vaccines and drugs, and mm-hmm. getting them on the market without even a sliver of safety testing. And right now, we keep seeing drugs being approved, like Vioxx, like this one that we're talking about.
Xarelto,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, that are damaging our public, and they're being sold and marketed by doctors for pharma, that this is going to help you, and it's not.
That 70% number in that analysis, if you will, or survey, it is telling. I'm not surprised by the number, because we have a national, or let me just say this, an established church in the United States in violation of the First Amendment. The you know, they're not supposed to be a state religion. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law establishing you know, religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But there is a church that mandates participation in it by government. It's called the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a member of that, and I don't think you are either. And
not
we're going to talk about that. People leaving those pews for, let's say, healthier and more spiritually focused pastors in terms of cleanliness. And you get what I'm meaning, cleanliness next to godliness. Well, talk more with Brandy Vaughn. Check out learntherisk.org, linked up at robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then, also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DBV, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you going to be part of this public awareness campaign to transform the landscape for health, freedom, and healing liberty? Well, part of it is to stop allowing doctors, whatever number of degrees that they have, from injecting toxic poisons into you and your children before the federal mandate hits. And my guest this hour, Brandy Vaughn, says it's on the way thanks to, well, apathy. Thanks to ignorance. Thanks to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's making people aware of this as well, the direction that this is likely going. And what are you going to do? Well, check it out, learntherisk.org. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Another story that we've got from Natural News interestingly enough, is about Bernie Sanders. Now, we're not big fans of socialism here on this show, but I will acknowledge Bernie is pretty friendly to alternative medicine. He may be a natural medicine friend. At the same time, because he's such a friend of what's known as socialism and socialized medicine, we're also looking at a mandate to participate in that scheme. And I am wholly lock, stock, and barrel against mandated participation, even in holistic medicine. I want the freedom to choose. I want the freedom of doctors to choose what they do to help you, and your freedom to engage them or not, not to be forced to participate in it. So anytime you envelope an entire profession and make it part of a government system, that system is going to be corrupted. The innovation will die along with the mandate. That is the loss of freedom, and that's what Bernie Sanders offers, even though I will acknowledge he's probably one of the friendlier candidates to natural medicine, and Donald Trump is as well. I know that firsthand from folks that work directly with him. So what do we got, Brandy Vaughn? What are you thinking?
I'm not a politics gal in that way. I'm not going to
just make
I'm not
fun of it all.
That. I run a nonprofit, so I'm you, if you, the IRS hears me supporting anything, they'll come
no,
after me.
No, this is about being silly about the politics to recognize
yeah.
that no matter who the personality is, we demand the freedom to be restored, not mm-hmm. asking permission. That's what, you know, again, that was a key part of my starting in my lecture at CalJam. Stop asking for permission where none is required.
Right.
And that's an important, let's say, recognition of where we came from as the origin of America.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've become the permission society, the permission culture, particularly when it comes to healing or health care.
Right, and I think that we've been taught to give our power away to doctors. And believe me, I've been in enough doctors' offices. I've seen how influential pharma is with them. It is exactly what we do not need for our health. They are not in the business of health care. They're in the business of sick care. And
yeah.
In fact, I say medical school is not even medical school anymore. It's pharma school. That's what they learn. They learn every, you know, how to mitigate symptoms with pills rather than prevention, rather than, you know, food and exercise and lifestyle and low stress. It's really a system, and here in the U.S., we've been taught since we were younger to just bow down to authority, just follow the leader, and it goes through the public school system, this whole Common Core BS.
Yep.
All of it, you know, we're
teaching
taught
kids to be robots.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
to not question authority, to just
yeah.
be cogs in the wheel, and
yeah.
to just run on this hamster wheel of materialism and consumerism, and not ask questions. And
right.
if you ask questions, you fall off of that, and there's that threat, and then you know there's not much safety net. So that's what we're being taught in America. I'm teaching my son far different things.
Yes, I've taught my kids. I mean, we want critical thinkers. We don't want automatons. We don't want those who bow to authority just because they're authoritarian figures. And, you know, in politics, everybody's an authoritarian because they all end up going in, even with good ideas, and they say, well, I want to help you by force.
Yeah.
And my analogy, and Super Don, you love this analogy, is, you know, wanting to help the little old lady across the street. She beats you with her umbrella the entire way across, and you wonder, why, lady, I'm helping you. You should be grateful you're beating me up over this. Why? And she says, I never wanted to go across the street.
Mm.
You assumed that's what she wanted. You thought you knew better. And that's what we have with authoritarian government, whether it's coming from the political left or the political right.
Right.
Reduce the size and scope and the interference in the free flow of information, the free flow of healing, and the healers who are there to help you. And if you want a vaccine, knock yourself out. That's not my right to tell you not to get one. Although, if the regulatory bodies were doing their job, like the FDA, I call them the Fear and Death Administration, vaccines would be banned yesterday, based on the fact that there is no scientific evidence for efficacy, much less safety.
Right, right. And there's a lot of, over 7,000 peer-reviewed scientific, independent scientific articles and reports on damage that vaccines are causing and the additives and
yeah.
the toxicity. So I agree. And I think one of the things when, you know, it is an election year, when people are going to vote, A, which I do think we need to still participate in the system, even if it's a horse and pony show, you know, look into who's sponsored. How are those candidates sponsored? Who's sponsoring them?
Right. Who's paying?
Look into
right.
their money. Mm-hmm. Look into that money trail, because Andy Wakefield in his talk yesterday posted, you know, big pharma contributions to the candidates.
Number one on that
clearly.
List. I could say you're not. Hillary Clinton, number one. Bernie Sanders and Trump, both very low on the list. I don't think
right.
Trump's getting anything, but Bernie's very low on the list. Although, as I said, you know, to mandate participation in any federal system at this level is disaster, even if it's holistic. And I know some of my friends are, you know, oppose me in that view, but I'm sticking to it because I'm a freedom guy. I want to be consistent because that's what I truly believe. Let's go to the phones here. We've got a call coming in from Atlanta, my former hometown for three decades. Leroy is on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Leroy, welcome.
Hey, Robert. How you doing, Randy?
Doing well. We got Brandy Vaughn on with us. Leroy, what's your question or comment?
Sorry about that, Brandy. I misspoke. But, yeah, I just wanted to talk to you guys about Nagalase. I'm sure y'all are aware of it, but I just became recently aware that it's extracellular matrix degrading enzyme that's secreted from cancerous cells during tumor invasion, and it's an intrinsic component of HIV and influenza virus. It's also put in vaccines. So
yeah,
it debilitates body's ability to be able to fight cancer and many other diseases.
Leroy, your phone sounded so horrible. I'm going to have to cut you off there, but I appreciate it.
Hey, I'm right here.
Oh, you're here? Okay, all right, stand by. The Nagalase thing, yes, it's very interesting. And you know, some have described the loss of Dr. Bradstreet over the issue of his use of GC-MAF. But the when you bring in something like HIV, I have to call you out on it, not because but maybe you're just using it because that's a common way, but there is no test for HIV, even though they call an HIV test an HIV test. It is not. It's nonspecific cross-reactive, and there's no validated standard. So when you say that, it's kind of following half information, not full information, and we're trying to be accurate here. So I won't disagree with you on the Nagalase issue and what they're finding in relation to cancer, and even links to some degree to autism. But my focal point is detoxification always, removing the heavy metals that facilitate the rise of all kinds of opportunistic pathogens, infections, or other metabolic pathway disruptions, including this Nagalase situation, Leroy. So it's good that you're up on it, though. I'm glad to hear it.
How would one rid themselves of Nagalase? Because at this point, you know, I made the mistake of having my child vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
How can I detoxify them of Nagalase?
Well, this is a great question. Now, Ty Bollinger and I just released our expanded edition of Unlock the Power to Heal. And some of the focal point is detoxification, of course, remineralization of the body. I don't want to overemphasize one thing. I think we get into an allopathic thought form when we isolate and say it's one thing. Because I look at the law of the terrain, the entire body, the milieu, the environment, is a overriding factor that would allow or facilitate the corruption of metabolic functions on the cellular level. So if we correct them, we don't have to chase Nagalase specifically, even if we can find validated reasons for using GC-MAF or something like that. So my focus is a little different than some in that regard. I don't tend to the moment the billboard lights up Nagalase to say, oh my gosh, I'm changing everything I've been doing for 30 years because of that molecule they've discovered. That's not my perspective. So cleaning up the kids' bodies, there are homeopathic formulas for what we call vaccinosis. There's increasing of selenium, which is the criticalest of critical trace elements for metabolic function, cellular detox, the production of glutathione, which is key. There are, of course, ways to use intravenous and topical chelation and oral chelation elements. And again, selenium and other minerals play a role there. So don't panic. You can undo the damage. And we talk about it regularly on this show, and I would encourage you to pick up Unlock the Power to Heal. It's available on Amazon and, of course, unlockthepowertoheal.com for the ebook version.
One more question.
Sure.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
On the parasite, I think it's called the Candida parasite. How would you know you have those? Is it something that you will find in your urine, or how would you know you have those?
Candida is very easy to determine. In fact, you can actually do a good morning spit test, which is kind of gross. But in the morning when you wake up before drinking anything or doing anything, hock up a loogie if you can. This is very scientific, so bear with me. And spit it into a big glass of water and see if it has some stringy things that kind of drop from it. We've talked about it with Dr. Frank King over the years from King Bio and brought the remedies out for Candida. But the Silver Aloe Protocol that I talk about in Unlock the Power to Heal, your key to overcoming that, reversing that, and then, of course, facilitating the restoration of a healthy gut so that you can take probiotics and they actually reestablish themselves in a healthier gut. Leroy, I appreciate the call. You call in any time. Great stuff. So, Randy, any sidelight on that? But it's engaging to hear somebody that's, you know, learning, and you know, the new media is having an impact out there for folks. And I think we can chip away at that 70% ignorance ratio.
We can with, you know, with billboards and ads and, you know, grassroots information, flyers on community billboards everywhere. One thing I did want to mention, I really love your, and I really appreciate your take on things, because when I, what I see a lot in the vaccine movement is focus on one thing. Oh, it's just the mercury. Oh, it's just the MTHFR gene, you know.
Right.
Oh, it's just this. No, it's everything. It's the pathogens. Yeah. It's the method of introduction. We would never normally encounter viruses in, you know, through our muscle. They normally go through a path that has natural filters, our nose, mouth, ears, stomach,
and also
with
Wakefield,
stomach acids and all of that.
Wakefield's identification of iatrogenic enterocolitis, inflammation of the gut, leaky gut.
Right.
Suddenly viral particles have access to the blood through the lining that would never get through.
And then like what Dan Murphy talked about, it's the blood-brain barrier.
Thank you for reminding
me. And how imprint, and what can get through there, and the compilation of everything. It's the heavy metals. It's the toxic additives, it's the polysorbate 820 and 80. You know, it is a toxic soup, and it's, you know, the method of introduction and the viruses themselves.
Check out the CDC.gov website if you think we're making this stuff up. It's all there. Brandi Vaughn, can you stick with us to the top of the hour?
Yep.
All right, she's here. We're going to continue, and we will get back to the blood-brain barrier revelations that happened here at the California Jam, live on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. We're back with more powerful healing after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live in the aftermath of the California jam. I say it like it was a swath of destruction. No, it was a swath of creation and abundance and healing.
Inspiration.
Inspiration. Great word. Brandy Vaughn with us. And remember, learntherisk.org. We're going to talk about the blood-brain barrier briefly, but you also have a Facebook group you want people to know about.
Yes, Learn the Risk Facebook group. It's we just started it. It's growing. We need a place for people to come because we're getting tens of thousands of hits on the website, and I wanted to create a place for people to come and ask questions and just that are new to the conversation. We need to grow this movement. We need to really get educate people, and so that's the place. It's closed, but it's try to get in there, and it's Learn the Risk on Facebook, and then we have a page. Please like it on Facebook, and go donate at the website so we can get this information out there, that we can continue to educate the masses, because that's the only thing that's gonna get pushed back against these federal mandates and mandates that are gonna come down the line. So
beautiful, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. I don't give you marching orders, you know that, but if you're inspired by Brandy as I am, you'll want to help out in any way, and we'll continue to do that. The blood-brain barrier issue, Dr. Dan Murphy, who was on the show before the Cal Jam, he talked about the scientific literature scouring it for the information on blood-brain barrier, and he found that the really wasn't established fully until the age of seven. At the age of seven. Now, that alone would make the act of vaccination a criminal act, realizing that there's no defense against the heavy metals and other things injected into infants at day one with hepatitis B, or at any time between that and age seven. Now, we could, you know, go into the nuances of even injecting things like this if your blood-brain barrier is intact.
Right.
But knowing what we know from Dan Murphy now, and the peer-reviewed literature in this case, that's where it came from, established, like Grey's Anatomy even talked about. This is stunning new information, and this will, I believe, help in short sound bites somehow to get that 70% or at least a smaller percent or whatever of them to start going, wait a second, maybe I haven't thought this thing through.
Yeah, and I think it's an important point. If the blood-brain barrier is not developed, then all of these toxic additives, which by the way, have to be in vaccines. People say that, you know, oh, let's make a safer version of vaccine. Let's green them. Hey, there's no such thing as a safe vaccine, and there never will be, because by nature, they have to have these heavy metals and these additives to, A, preserve it, because there's not mass refrigeration, and to, B, to stimulate the immune system to create the temporary small amount of antibodies, which does not equal immunity, by the way. We talked about that off air. Now, herd immunity is a complete myth. It is only when you naturally acquire the disease. It cannot be created in a lab. Absolutely not. So when we say vaccines are not safe and effective, it is completely the truth right there. It's the reality. So, and with the brain-blood barrier, I mean, that's it too. You know, when you're... when you don't have that defense in your brain, all of these heavy metals are going in there and they accumulate the mercury and the aluminum and these things that they use in the vaccines. And that's where we're seeing all these damage. We have one in 24 boys has autism now, but in 20 years, Stephanie Senoff says it's going to be one in three. And we have one in six have a learning disability. We have one in 20 have epilepsy. We have one in 12 women now have autoimmune issues. And we have food allergies. We have asthma. Skyrocketing rates of this. Skyrocketing rates of type 1 diabetes, leukemia, all of this. And it can be linked back to the additives through peer-reviewed scientific research, independent research.
I think it's just because kids are living longer than they used to. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and you know what? It's funny because we have, well, it's not funny. It's sad. We have the most expensive healthcare system in the world. We spend more on healthcare per capita than any other country, yet we have the sickest population, and
diseases.
Especially the sickest children population. How you know, we can't just be blind to this anymore.
It's disease management. By the way, why do you have a doctor? This is one of the questions. Why do you even have a pediatrician? Dr. Sherry Timoney was the first to say that to me. I was like, yeah, you know, you're right. Why? And it's very interesting when you think about it. But why have a doctor? Well, listen, it could be rough, guys. For you, men, listen to this. If you're in the waiting room of a doctor's office, you might want to be a little bit more patient. And I mean quiet and obedient. Because evidently a urologist at the Broad Green Hospital in Liverpool, he's facing numerous charges and the possibility of having his medical license revoked. Why? Well, he admitted to tying the wrong person's tubes. In other words, men, a vasectomy that you didn't order. Because the guy, the patient, was complaining, displaying a little bit of belligerent behavior in the waiting room. And the doctor said, I'm going to get him, and tied that vasectomy up to the wrong guy.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. This is it, man. Be careful around doctors. They're very dangerous. But where it's safe, when the water's warm and clean, no GMOs, no preservatives, additives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Brandi Vaughn's going to stick around a little bit longer. We're having a great time here at the California Jam. Check out the links, robertscottbell.com. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.